there is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's start with updates from South Africa. And following the release on parole for the Tulsi twins last week, who were convicted on terrorism-related charges, Jewish communities have been urged to prioritize security, as their release could also inspire any like-minded individuals to continue where they left off. Tony Lee and Brandon Lee Tulsi were convicted in February on charges including planned attacks on members of the community and Jewish installations. Jevon Greenblatt, the CSO's Director of Operations in Johannesburg, has warned the community to, quote, not hide its head in the sand, and that security was a collective effort and the CSO could only do so much, unquote. Jasmine Opperman, a security consultant specializing in extremism and political violence, expressed concern that the twins' early parole could send a wrong message, which could motivate terror groups to establish operations in the region based on lenient court rulings. Security experts also believe that the Tulsi case has exposed weaknesses in current legislation related to terrorism in South Africa. News coming out of Germany indicates that the government is expected to offer increased compensation to the families of the 11 Israeli athletes who were murdered during the 1972 Olympic Games in Munich. Germany is hoping that as a result of this proposal, that the families will participate in the ceremony marking the 50th anniversary of the massacre, which will take place on Monday next week. However, reports indicate that what the German government is offering, that is 5.5 million euros to be shared amongst 20 families, working out to 200,000 euros for each family, has been outrightly rejected. One family member challenged this offer against what the German government then paid out to the three terrorists 9 million euros who were responsible for the massacre and were then released 2 months following the tragedy. The lawyers of both parties are expected to meet again today in Berlin and Munich, and the offer is expected to be revisited. A 15-strong team of Australian public health experts will visit Israel next month for a high-level exchange on managing the COVID pandemic. The mission, which will take place between September the 4th to the 8th, is being organized by the Australian not-for-profit AussieMed, which develops collaborative biomedical research and knowledge exchange between world-leading scientists in Australia and Israel. The main focus of this mission will be to learn much more about Israel's health informatics and data systems and how similar approaches could be integrated into the Australian public health response. Well, delegates will meet with department heads in the Israeli Ministry of Health and clinicians from Israel's leading universities and hospital networks. Well, Israel continues to lead in startup business models, and now a Jerusalem-based food tech startup has targeted the sea scallops market, a high-end segment of the $100 billion global seafood industry, with cellular agricultural technology, which will produce cultivated scallops made from cells. Well, Mermaid Seafoods was founded in 2021, and founder Daniel Einhorn says its methodologies will make it possible to streamline the global scallop market and provide a high-quality, tasty product at prices far lower than what is currently available. Einhorn also emphasized that Mermaid scallops will be available for purchase in the next few years at an affordable price, and with the same quality and taste as the original food and using its innovative methods, Mermaid will in future produce a variety of other cultivated seafood products such as calamari, shrimp, and crab. And on to news from Alaska, where a Star of David symbol present in a Protestant church in downtown Sitka on Baranof Island in southeast Alaska has kept anyone and everyone guessing as to how it got there more than 120 years ago. Well, the church is known as St. Peter's by the Sea, and built in the late 19th century, legend has it that its leaders ordered a stained glass window from a manufacturer somewhere in the eastern United States with intent to have a rose of Sharon dominate the center of the window. To cut a long story short, the wrong window arrived. Church leaders had to make a quick decision about what to do. The congregation then decided that it was acceptable to keep the Star of David window because of its relevance to the Old Testament. And until today, congregants relate to and recognize its significance as they feel it embraces and respects their Judeo-Christian traditions. Well, the question still begs, was there a miscommunication in the process of designing the window, or did a synagogue somewhere else receive the window that was intended for the church in Sitka? Well, let's see if time will tell. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.